Hello and welcome to Mac Mania episode 18, the second episode of this year, because the first episode was last week with the Mac unboxing, and we have Lee instead of Jacob, because Jacob is off a cricket match. So hello, Lee.
Hello, you alright?
Yeah, good, thanks. This is better than the Christmas show, crashing everywhere.
Yeah, that Christmas show, don't know where that went.
No, we haven't got it yet. Remaining time. Eep. So.
Hopefully it'll be on soon.
Yeah. Yeah. So I was going to ask you a few questions about your iPhone. Oh my days. So, what are your thoughts on your iPhone for us? Because we've talked about it quite a few times in Mac Mania. What are your thoughts and how do you like it?
Well, I think it's the best iPhone yet. The Siri feature, absolutely brilliant.
How
you can dictate to your phone, all messages and stuff. Brilliant. The HD recording, that's pretty good, because in previous iPhones you've not been able to do that, so that's pretty cool. I like HD recording, so much better video quality.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's a pretty good phone, I think. So my first iPhone I've ever had. Pretty happy with it.
Yeah, so also your iPad 2, what are your thoughts on the iPad 2?
Oh, again, just brilliant, that 9-inch screen just makes everything more better. The thousands of dedicated apps you've got just for the iPad.
Yeah.
Make it so good, and I think things like at school, at hospitals, and things like that. I think it's the best invention of,
it's made, yeah. Century. It's brilliant because we've talked about quite a few times on Mac Mania and iPad 2. There were some rumours, which we'll talk about in a minute, about the iPad 2. There's going to be two, apparently, there's going to be an iPad 3 and an iPad 4 coming out this year, which sounds not true. I can't believe that Apple will bring out two iPads in 1 year.
No, I don't think there'll be two in 1 year, but it would make sense if they brought out the third one, because they always release new products every year.
So yeah. So I'm hoping for an iPod 5 this year, because they made the iPod 4 in white this year. Last year. So I'm hoping for a new iPod this year. Yeah, so you might get, Siri, which is amazing if we do get Siri, because, yeah.
Built into the iPad 3 as well, would be good.
Moving on, the Mac App Store is 1 year old, 1 year old now, so if you've got the Mac App Store for the iMac, or the MacBook, which I have now, which is 1 year old. Talking about the MacBook, last week, me and Jacob were waiting all day practically for this MacBook to arrive, and it came at 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Really?
It came in about it came in one big box, a little box, and then the MacBook box. So you can see the recording on my channel. It was like, what? That was fun.
That's a bit strange.
Yeah, it was.
Mm.
As you can tell, I've got an 18 balloon here. I was 18 on Wednesday, so now I can go down the pub and have a drink. Wow. So it feels really weird and having been in the afternoon, because I've just had driving. Because normally do it when I get up. I'm just on the Mac App Store right now, and I will talk about that in a minute. I've just got to redo the recording. So anyway, have you got any news you want to talk about Apple, Apple Ways?
Say that again.
Have you got any news you want to talk about in Apple World? Yeah.
Streaming big rolled out in the UK.
Yeah.
So that'd be quite cool.
Because I think there are rumours about a new Apple TV which coming out this year, which would be excellent. Because I wouldn't mind having an Apple TV. Because I'm thinking about an Apple TV, but at the moment I haven't got a TV because I broke my unboxing day. So I've just been on the Mac Hash Store, because we use Mac Hash and Mac Daily News for find all our news. And we normally say at the beginning, but I didn't this time. So it's been 5 years ago today, Steve Jobs unrevealed the new iPhone at Macworld Expo. The company have since delivered five generations of the hard drive and iOS software, as it's a mobile compatible. I've hoped to defend, take, shame, share back. So it's been 5 years since the iPhone has been around. So that's amazing. It's gone pretty fast. Really good that.
How many years?
Five. 5 years, that's amazing. Talking of which, they are going to, I think they're apparently, the end of this, end of February time, there's going to be a press conference about new products coming up this year, which is be excellent. We're going to talk about more about this next week in episode, which will be back to normal. I just found something. Like, how many iPhones did Apple sell in 2012? I think. How many iPhones do you think Apple did sell in the year 2012? I've got it here, which was last week. The numbers from 22 world who have responded so far. I'll call. It's 35 million phones from BTGS. The 35 million this year. A lot. We're going on for 10 minutes. Yeah. I have no idea what to talk about. I forgot to go on the Mac. Daily News.
I remember there was an update a while ago for the 4S to do with the battery issues. And it said that some users reported that the handset suffered a dramatic drop in battery life, a problem which the platform holder has attributed to software bugs. But I've noticed that my battery runs out quick. It runs out quicker than the iPad 2. But I thought that's just because it's probably smaller. They say that, I think the 4S is 9 hours standby time, and the iPad 2 is 10 hours. But when you're actually using it, especially for video, it just drops dramatically. And even after this update, it still does it, like, it only lasts for a couple of hours, well, being a bit dramatic, but it lasts a lot less than what the iPad 2 does, and I can only put that down to myself, it being a slightly bigger battery, so I'm not sure, but that update didn't seem to do much for the 4S.
Oh, yeah.
So that's a bit strange.
So I haven't got an iPhone for us, they're brilliant, I know, and I've always wanted a 4S, but unfortunately, it's quite expensive.
Yeah, they are on the pricey side.
Yeah, I remember when they first came out, Steve Jobs has passed away, and it was called
app of the week and the question of the week.
Yeah. It was called, what was it called? iPhone for Steve. Did you hear about that iPhone for Steve, the iPhone 4S?
No.
There were people going around saying iPhone 4S for Steve. This is actually.
Well, I'm talking of sort of that kind of thing. There's a sort of a carbon fiber limited edition case.
All right.
Of Steve Jobs, and it goes on the back of the phone. It's like that silhouette of his face.
Yeah.
It looks pretty cool, but I saw it on YouTube. But that was a while ago, so I don't know if there's any left.
Talking of Steve Jobs, I don't know many people know about this, but you can. Someone in China has actually made an actual figure of Steve Jobs, and someone, Kurt Parody, has bought one because he fears that Apple were not allowed to sell them, and they're only going to sell them to the people who have bought them already. So we could be seeing in the future an action figure of Steve Jobs, which. Sound really weird, but they probably will be expensive.
Isn't that making money out of someone's death?
Yeah, it's a bit harsh, really. I'm gonna talk about my MacBook in a minute and talk about the specifications, because I'm sure everybody will know what specifications my MacBook is. So I'll just get my box.
This would be quite interesting.
Yeah, I kind of ripped my box when I was doing the unboxing. If you watched the unboxing, that was fun. Someone swears. Yeah, so.
You're going to keep the box?
Yeah, I'm going to keep the box. I've got Apple stickers. I'm going to keep the box, definitely.
Yeah, I saw your other video saying that you got Apple stickers for the first time.
Yeah.
To be honest, forget the actual Apple product itself, obviously for the iPad 2 and the 4S, but I've stuck them on the box, yeah.
Well,
I had to stick them on the window or something like that. But,
that's the reason I bought the MacBook, for the stickers. So this was designed in Apple in California, so it's a long way around, being shipped over to the United Kingdom.
Designed by Apple in California, manufactured in China.
So, I don't think I actually did this in when I did the unboxing, because I was like so excited I got the MacBook. So, we've got, it was funny, when I was doing the Mac unboxing, I got one plug, a small plug, then I got a bigger lead of a plug thinking, where's the charger part for it? That was in the actual box. Like, what the? How do I charge my Mac? So I've got two CDs here. We have Mac Applications Install DVD. Also, we've got a Mac OS X Install DVD. So if we ever need to reboot it, so you've got two CDs. That's cool. You've got software license agreement, so you've got probably your 1 year limited warranty. And then you got the best thing of all. Who knows what this is? Apple stickers! I was really excited when I got these. Like, finally, Apple stickers. Because with my iPod, I bought it off a friend. So I never did an unboxing of that. It was already unboxed. I never got any Apple stickers.
Well, it does make me think the bloke, or whoever came up with that idea to, just chip stickers out.
Yeah.
Products. It's a bit like random.
Yeah, because they used to be a multicolored in the
nice
beginning.
Promotion. What I think they're going to do, it's like a radio car sticker. You can put it on your window and drive it out.
I haven't really used my Apple stickers yet, because I've only had it in my week. So hang on a minute. I'm going to stop people here. I've got to redo the recording again, so I've got to do it every 2 minutes. I don't know why it does this. So whilst I put all my things back in here, you can watch the unboxing. There'll be an annotation somewhere to go and watch it. And anyway, so my Apple stickers, they're fun. I don't know what I'm going to use them for, because I don't want to put them on anything. So if I want to use them for something, I've lost them.
I just put mine on the box. I'm not bothered about them, really. Stick them on the box.
I might have to send it back. I don't want to put the stickers on the box. So you've got everything else and everything Mac. A little barcode. So you've got instructions, your dock, and pretty much anything. Basic features, the plug, internet cable. I did one mistake. I wanted to get something called a mini display point for the MacBook, so I'm going to plug it into a monitor. But unfortunately, I got a DVI instead, and it was some big plug. It was the wrong one. So I've got to send that back and get the mini display point, so I'm going to plug it into my monitor, which is down here where my computer is, which is the Windows computer we'll still be using for Sim 3. Now we'll move on to the specifications. I never mentioned this. So we have a 2.4 GHz Intel Core 2 Dell processor. 3 megabyte shared level 2 CACHE. 2 gig of 1066 MHz DDR3 SD RAM. No idea what none of these means. 13-inch display LED backlit gloss. So this is a 13-inch screen I'm using. It's a lot smaller than my other.
So is your monitor bigger than your Mac screen?
I'll show you. That's my monitor.
Oh, right.
It's massive.
That's probably, what, about 20 inches?
Yeah, it's a 20-inch monitor. And it's all unplugged at the moment. Quite heavy, so I might put that on the wall on the monitor. Let's go back to specifications. Widescreen display, it's a widescreen. It's much smaller than the Mac, my original laptop, but it's great to have a laptop again. Built in iSight video. Got a DVD.
You mentioned in your Oxford video about you wanted to use iMovie.
Yeah.
How are you getting on with that?
I'm getting on really well with iMovie. It's just a bit different, iMovie, because I've got to get used to. I've never really used iMovie before. So yeah,
I'm gonna get it soon myself. Because I got an app voucher for Christmas.
Well, it's a lot different on the iPad and iPod, because Jacob Bevis, I think he bought it for MacMania, Bev TV. He bought it for the iPod, and it's a lot different. So it's not like you get on the computer. But I've got to get used to it, because the last few videos I made are from iMovie. It's just like, where I had no editing software, I'm having using iMovie. So it's different, but I'm really enjoying it. At last, I can do picture-in-picture. I've always wanted to do picture-in-picture, and I can have a picture in somewhere along here. Yeah, so I'm really enjoying. I'm using iMovie. I'm using the Mac. It's different to use, because I went into a Mac store last year, because I've been selling this for about 2 years now. I wanted the MacBook, because I asked my godfather, "What are your views on MacBooks?" He goes, "They're brilliant. Get one." And I ended up getting my computer last year, and eventually I've got a MacBook. And I really like it. I do recommend them, but they're pretty pricey. So,
See, the only problem is with me getting a Mac is for the fact that you can't use all Windows programming on it. So, I use a lot of Adobe
So yeah, you're saying about you if you get a MacBook.
Yes, yeah, the problem is getting a Mac is you can't use the same Windows programming and stuff like Adobe products because Adobe and Apple don't really get on too well. Just take a look at Flash Player.
Yeah, because I download Flash
That doesn't
Player.
exist. But I think there'd be a way around it because, well, especially with like Flash stuff because of HTML5. So,
All right, when I got this, I had to.
when that comes out, because that's sort of the next generation of video coding. So, because YouTube have already started doing HTML5 pages and stuff. So, and hopefully that'll be in the Apple products as well, so you wouldn't, so that can get around it.
Yeah, because when I got the MacBook, I had to download a media Flash player because otherwise I can't watch a BBC iPlayer. If you don't know, BBC iPlayer is like for those people watching us abroad in Australia, is where we've got BBC channel. You can watch it again online for up to 7 days, I think it is. So I think we're going to wrap up the show very soon. I want to quickly ask Lee a question here. What do you prefer, iPad or iPad 2 or iPhone 4S?
Oh dear, that's a question and a half. Well, I can only say I probably use my iPad 2 more. I use it every day without fail, which might seem sad to some people, but then most people use their phones every day,
Yeah.
so yeah, so it's very hard to pick a favourite out of those two. But I'd go with the iPad 2 only because I use it every day. So.
Fair enough. So the iPad 2. Obviously, I can't answer that question because I haven't got either. But
I'm sure you will one day.
yeah,
You
one
know,
day.
you've got a Mac there. You've got a Mac, so
Yeah.
that's pretty cool.
I'm gonna have to re-record this in a minute. I don't know. So yeah, if you have an iPad and an iPhone, you can even answer the question yourself by sending us an email at macmania71@gmail.com. You can easily go to the Facebook page, I think facebook.com/macmania71 or Twitter macmania71. Now I want to ask Ilya another question. What is your favourite app?
Oh, my favourite app. Has to be, well, obviously your social apps, Facebook and Twitter are obviously a must. Well, that's
Doorbell.
nice doorbell. Think of what my favorite app is because I use a lot of different apps for different things at different times. So, but I recently downloaded the Pac-Man
Pac-Man, yeah, I've got that.
the game for that.
That's great, yeah.
And with the iPad 2, you can use the accelerator and the gyroscope thing to move it around. To move Pac-Man about,
That's cool that.
or you can use like the joystick on the screen,
Well, yeah, that's cool.
or use your finger to swipe. But you can't beat just moving the device all the way around, and it just moves him around the screen. That's pretty cool.
Anyway, I don't know if it's available on the iPod. I'll have to try that out. I'll have to try that out on the iPod
Yeah,
because.
I think it. It's gonna be available
It's
shortly.
got to be. I've never actually done that before on the iPhone, but that sounds really cool. So Pac-Man. So you're gonna show us. We've got one. I'm gonna have to re-record this again. Don't worry, Macromania will resume properly and properly edited next week on Monday. Lee's just a fill-in if somebody's off. Is that right?
What's that?
You're our fill-in. Yeah, you also might see Lee again in the future in other episodes. Like, we might be doing another group one with Rob and Elliot again if it leads up to it. We might be doing that in February time. Because that was pretty fun. And this time I can record it. Now I've got a MacBook. I can record the whole thing. Are you going to show us?
Just so I'll show you quickly Pac-Man. Yeah.
It's gonna be fun.
On here. Right, so here we go. That's it loading up there.
Yeah.
So you've got your different options.
Hit it upside down. This is gonna be fun. That is cool.
Trying to do that.
That is brilliant. I'm gonna have to try that.
Trying to do that back to front.
It's quite difficult. I'm going to try that in my iPod. Anyway, moving on. My favourite app is Where's My Water? It's a Disney app. I've seen it before in the App Store, but you had to pay for it. I thought, there was a free version available. I thought, I'll download it. And it's really addictive. You've got to try and move. There's like bits of object in the way. You've got to move it all to get into the tap. So this crocodile can have his water. And it's really fun to use in that. So it's quite addicting. That one, it's fun using that. It's called Where's My Water? That is free on the App Store. You can pay 69p for the full version.
That's pretty cool, isn't
it? Yeah, it is. Yeah. So if you want to ask.
I think, well, apart from the Pac-Man, I think for gaming, it's got to be Zombie Highway.
Zombie Highway.
That is. Probably got to be the best game I've got, and probably the best game you could download. So it was the updates you get with it are so good. Like, they give you such extensive stuff. It's like, you know, you get all these good levels.
Yeah. What was the app again? I had to re-record. Sorry, what was the app again? I had to re-record.
So, what? It's
Zombie Highway. So, apparently that's a good game. I know a lot of people like that Fruit Ninja game. And there is a video.
I was going to ask you about that, because I've seen it on there, and I've read the description, and I've looked at the screenshots.
It's a brilliant game.
But it was, well, is it based on columns or something, or what?
No, you just slice the fruit, but don't hit the bombs.
Oh, so the fruit comes down from the top.
Yeah, and well, it comes from the bottom. Comes from the bottom, and you just slice all the fruit, but not hit the bombs. There is a video of what someone put on Facebook, and it is absolutely. I don't know who they are. I'm not gonna say, but it was absolute funny. There's this iPad on the table, and the cat's there, and he sees all this fruit, and he's swiping with his paws, and he actually slicing the fruit, and that was funny. So yeah, Fruit Ninja is definitely great. I haven't played for a while. I haven't really used my iPod for a while. I've been on the Mac lately. So yeah. So anyway, we're going to end the show in a minute. I just want to say, Lee, do you want to say, actually you better say Mac Mania first before we before the recording stops again, so I have to re-record it. Anyway, you can find us, Mac Mania, on Mac Mania Facebook, Mac Mania 70, facebook.com/MacMania71. You can find the video on YouTube, BevTV1, MacMania. You can also find other videos there. You can also look us on Twitter, MacMania71. You can also email us at MacMania71@gmail.com. So there's all our links. They'll be in the description down below. Yeah, we haven't had many emails yet. So if you want to be a guest on the show, you can email us and we'll... see how you're going. There's also a website as well, which I can't remember the website link. So that is links down below. So we're going to have Lee in a minute. And wait for the recording to stop. So, Lee, do you want to give your links where people can find you on YouTube and Twitter and things like that?
Yes, well, I've got Twitter and YouTube. So, if you want to follow me on Twitter, it's Redhead Lee. and on YouTube, it's 87 Redhead. So, there we go.
There's some two videos on there, which is really funny.
Yeah, two videos so far. Yet to do some more. When my voice gets a little bit better, I'll be doing some more videos.
I want a club sandwich, two Coca-Colas.
Yeah.
Hey, funny. You don't know what we mean, go and check him out, and go and check his YouTube channel out, and you'll see what Wolf's talking about there. Anyway, you can find me.
Hopefully, in the next sort of videos, I'll be doing some continuity announcing, like what they do on the TV and things. So, try and get, because I want to do some voiceover work. So, hopefully, do some videos to do with that. So,
yeah, sounds good. So, you can find me at quite a few places. You've got the Facebook page, Mr. Matt UK One. You've got YouTube channel, Mr. Matt UK One, and Mr. Matt UK One Vlogs. You've got Twitter, Martin94UK, and my website, MrMarkUK1.weebly.com. But that will be changing in the future whilst I'm making my new website with iWeb, and I've just got to work at it. It's quite hard at the moment. So we would like to thank Lee for taking Jacob's place from Mac from Bev TV. All the way from, because
that's a bit of an amateur, but there we go.
It's been different because it would normally do it at 8:30 in the morning over here. we have a lot more news, but this is actually the proper first episode back this year, because last week was just the unboxing. So yeah, I don't know if it worked. I don't know if he's going up on YouTube. I don't know if he's actually worked. So we will see you next Monday. Usual time, about 8:30 a.m. and 7:30 p.m. Australian time. As from us, from Mark and Lee, have a good day and good week. Good day.